What do you think Vivek Kundra's legacy will be as the first official chief information officer in government?
Well, I think that his legacy will be the successful message he delivered about how IT investment brings efficiencies and savings. And certainly in this economic climate and the budgetary climate that we are in, that message has resonated very well in a lot of quarters. And I think that we will see a lot of the IT focus, management and acquisition focus going forward, flavored with that message.
I talked to Doug Smith from Osius Networks on Industry Chatter today in the first hour of the show, and we talked about that issue. One of the things that he noted was the shift in thinking about the money that's saved through IT from when Vivek first came in and this entire administration first came into office. At that time, the thought was if we save money using IT advances like cloud computing and server virtualization and so on, we can shift that money and invest it other places. Now the idea seems to be if we save that money, we don't have to spend the money anymore. We can use it for other purposes, for reducing the deficit and for eventually reducing the debt. Does that make a difference in the way you think that agencies are looking at their IT spending, or is that just financial stuff that the IT teams don't really have to think about?
Well, I think it does change the way. Obviously, the whole climate we're in is very different from when this administration began. And certainly the budgetary climate, the budgetary discussions are very different. And I think that that equation has changed for the agencies as they look at it. I think they do consider it. But I think that they look at things like the legacy systems that many agencies have had to keep operational for years, and some of them decades. And they look at those expenditures and revisit the question, is this the smartest way we can maintain this data and provide it to our customers for the mission? And so I think that savings question drives some of those conversations and perhaps has changed the perspective that agencies have about the different IT activities they have ongoing.
There's already kind of a short list floating around town about potential names to replace Vivek, and I'm sorry to say that I haven't heard your name on any of them, Trey, but if by some chance you were the person that were selected by the president to take his place, what do you think job one would be for you in that job? What should the new person focus on that maybe Vivek hasn't, or hasn't as much, or has he got the bases covered sufficiently that the person that comes in should concentrate mainly on making sure that what he started gets finished?
Well, I think I would answer it slightly differently. I think that the person that gets the job hopefully will have the forward-leaning perspective that Vivek brought to the job and the desire, I think, along with, you know, reflecting the president's desire to move the operations of government from 20th or even in some instances a 19th century process structure into the information age. And certainly, hopefully, the new person will share in Vivek's enthusiasm for finding ways to solve those challenges.
Thanks for your insight this afternoon on this big change in IT in the federal government, Trey. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us on.
Trey Hodgkins is the Senior Vice President for National Security and Procurement Policy at Tech America, and you can